The Writing on the Wall Bible Code. Reading from the text from which the Bible code is taken, it says, many, many tekel parzin. That's verse 25 of Daniel chapter 5. And reading the surrounding text, it says, Daniel speaking here, but you, his son, O Belshazzar, have not humbled yourself, though you knew all this. Instead, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. You had the goblets from the temple brought to you, and you and your nobles, your wives, and your concubines drank wine from them. You praised the gods of silver and gold, of bronze, iron, wood, and stone, which cannot see or hear or understand. But you did not honor the God who holds in his hand your life and all your ways. Therefore he sent the hand that wrote the inscription. This is the inscription that was written. Many, many tekel parzin. This is what these words mean. Many. God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. Tekel. You have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Perez. Your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then at Belshazzar's command, Daniel was clothed in purple, a gold chain was placed around his neck, and he was proclaimed the third highest ruler in the kingdom. That very night, Belshazzar, king of the Babylonians, was slain, and Darius the Mede took over the kingdom at the age of 62. The Bible code is taken from the words many, many tekel parzin. This is the full Bible code, so it actually includes a few other letters that surround the actual text as one would in any other Bible code matrix. Paraphrasing, the Bible code reads, the one that put Belshazzar to death is also the one that is concealing this Bible code. Count the coins, and which, by the way, many, many tekel parzin was three coins, many tekel parzin, a mina, a shekel, and a half mina. So the code is saying, and interpreting the riddle of why three coins, and is saying, count the coins, O you of little worth. They add up to 30 shekels, or 666, and they also add up to 1260 times 2 cents. And they were besieged, Jerusalem, and now Babylon, 390 and 430 days. I will test them with this oracle. Now the main part of the Bible code begins to read. Truly, truly, this is the sign and the banner that heals them. Our oracle is a banner and a sign that brings healing. Mene, which means numbered or 60 shekels, which is a mina. Mene. They numbered me, the one they rejected. They put a flawless one to the test. The mina, the very redemption price of God, that is Jesus Christ. Shout aloud, O mina, for the message will be carefully concealed. Tekel, which means weighed or a shekel coin. Tekel, O flawless one, you shall sprinkle them. He cried out. Being pierced, he groaned. And then for a sign, he was weighed in the balances. Or that could say, for a sign, he paid them back and took his revenge. And for a sign, he was weighed in the balances. But then he arose and took his revenge, sprinkling the one murmuring. Minas. We have here the plural of mina. Minas. We will bring forth an oracle. We will inspire fear among the other coins. Where is the mana? Where is the mina? He will be appointed to a fear-inspiring right hand. By the way, it's very important to note that the minor was missing in Daniel's interpretation. I mean, he interpreted many, many, tekel peres, and he left out one of the many's or minas. So this code is addressing that and saying, where is the minor? He will be appointed to a fear-inspiring right hand. O minor, rise up, for you shall cast down the one being mocked, that is Belshazzar, that bland-tasting thing, along with his rebellion. He was strained out. He disappeared. Yes, you will get rid of all of your enemies. Oh, jealousy of the grave, spit out the accursed thing. Oh, powerful jaw of Sheol, vomit out his decay, sprinkling that one murmuring. Who? Where? Where is decay? A crumb will be felt in their mouth, and they will gladly spit it out. Thus he perished because he put us to the test. Perez, which means divided or half of mina, were 30 shekels, which is the price of Jesus' betrayal by Judas Iscariot. And Perez can also mean Persia. Perez, O far eastern land of Persia, which by the way took Babylon the night of this writing on the wall, they afflicted me. I will sleep the sleep of death. I will be divided asunder. Where is he who put him to death? Yet he will blind their eyes. O far eastern land of China. I read, by the way, Revelation 16:12 about China. I will sleep, but he will be terrified. He perished because he refused the banner and the sign. That is, Belshazzar perished. I will sleep, but he is terrified. He perished because he refused the banner. Oh, accursed day, the day that he was afflicted with curses. That is, Jesus Christ. Having been numbered, they put God to the test. Yet concealed by God is a flawless banner. God is a banner, O doubting Thomas. And he is manna, a lion, and a mina. We will proclaim him who was caused to disappear. He slept, but then he appeared. He slept, but then he appeared in order to prove, O China, that he did not die. O China, that he is not a myth. He will give me light, but they will refuse the light. I will be numbered by them. I will be delivered up. I remain there in the grave only a short time. Now the code goes into a very mysterious riddle. Who is my mother? The code says. The banner of light tested them. He was angry. She mourned his lamp. The lamp is a terrifying symbol. His lamp melted them. Terrifying wrath went on and on and on. I will give you a sign. Who is my mother? And the light weighed them.
Acrostics are frequently used in the Bible codes, and this is by no means an exception, because many, many tekel upharsin, if we are to take the first letter of each of those four words, they spell the acrostic, one being put to death by him. or, put simply, his execution, referring to either Belshazzar or, as this code applies it at times, to Jesus Christ and his being put to death. Now, the first letter of each word in the Mina Bible code within this many tekel comparison, it also is an acrostic, and it says, he is angry with them. And again, in the tekel part of the Bible code, when we read around the coins, you'll have to look for yourself and see how this was all deciphered. It was all deciphered logically and in order. But as we take coin by coin, and we take the first letter of each coin as it was read, it reads this way or a second way, and this is the first way it could read. Now this is an acrostic. The ones that were found light, who are under his wrath, they made light of his death. Or it can read the acrostic, a tekel arose. Now tekel means weighed, paid, or shekel. A tekel arose, the great weight of his wrath. There is a pole running up alongside of the code that we've read so far, which is really a picture of a flag or a banner with three coins on it. And along this pole, which is found, by the way, along the same few verses that record Daniel's own interpretation of the many tekel comparison written on the wall, the pole picture that is formed also forms an acrostic, and the first letter of each word there along the pole says simply, concerning Thomas. We won't again interpret this right now. And this is what the pole says as it goes up the pole and winds around the top of the flag. Concerning your beauty, it is being searched out by him. And on account of its height, the manna, a lion, and a mina shall measure it. And because of my rejection, now he is being rejected. More than a piece, or more than a pole he cut off, she was severed in two, that is Babylon. Concerning her, wrath is pent up from God. They put God to the test, yet God will test them. O miracle pole of Thomas, testing them indeed. O great tree. More than a piece he cut off, she was severed in two. Against her, wrath is pent up from God. They put God to the test. You too ran from God. Flee, O Thomas, to the banner. To the flawless one of God, flee, O Thomas. Thomas remained shut up by God, having fled to the banner. That is the banner of the cross. A very remarkable aspect of this poll, by the way, is the fact that the code has it so that when it's talking about the pole being severed in half as the type of Babylon, saying it's not just going to be broken, it's going to be snapped in two, an expression saying, in effect, you will be totally destroyed. Well, where the code is going up the pole saying this, at the point at which it says you will be severed in two, the coin and the letters are arranged in such a way so that the pole actually snaps in two. At that point, the picture snaps in two. You can read about that for yourself in the some of the documents on the Bible code. There's more to the many tekel comparison Bible code than that. I want to move on to look and to read the what the hand says that's doing the writing on the wall. I believe the hand is actually in motion. You can see that for yourself on the website. And the hand is directly related to the many tekel comparison Bible code that we just finished reading. It's found just several verses earlier, before the many tekel comparison in chapter 5 of Daniel, verse 24. The hand is remarkably 60 letters across, or 60 letters high. That's remarkable because a mina is worth 60 shekels, and the numbers are consistent with what the code is saying. Now we would begin by reading around the edges of the hand, just like we began reading around the many tekel code, where when we read around it, it said, I will test them with this oracle. Now reading around the hand, it says, Jesus is Lord. And going the other direction, those same letters say, who they are is who they are. That is the Lord. Now the hand itself says this, Jehovah. Is it the hand of Jehovah? He himself went to war. He put him to death. That is, he put to death Belshazzar. Jehovah goes to war against her, that is Babylon, and the arrogant one. Jehovah goes to war against her and the rebellious one. Jehovah goes to war against her and the one being removed. Again, that code is remarkable because each finger, including the thumb, starts off with Jehovah. As a matter of fact, Jehovah forms the thumb. Now, within that code, it has the words, he commanded, one form or another, 10 times. Now, that's interesting because the law, written by the finger of God, was wrote on the stone, the 10 commandments. So here it says, he commanded 10 times within this hand. As a matter of fact, the acrostic that is formed by each of the first letters of what the hand says, what I just finished reading, also speaks much the same thing about he commanded, he commanded, he commanded, he commanded. Now within this hand are, again, circles going along the hand. And it further elaborates what was already said along each finger. Which means, if you think about it, that what the hand is writing on the wall is actually writing on its own hand. You have to look at the diagrams and consider what I'm saying. The writing on the wall is actually occurring as writing on his own hand. God is bringing his own son into judgment. Now this is what these circles say. The circles are being read exactly the same system and format as they were read in the many tekel upharsin code, where those circles were actually made the picture of coins. This is what the 23 circles say. Again, it's important to remember the context of this code. It's taking place with Babylon being surrounded by the Medes and the Persians, the kingdom is about to fall, and God is punishing Babylon for what she did to Jerusalem. That's very important because all the prophets speak about Babylon being punished for what they did to Jerusalem and her temple. And so now God is saying that, in prophesying for our future, that God will protect Jerusalem. He's going to go to war against this Babylon of the future, who's going to attack Jerusalem, and he himself is going to fight and protect her. And this is backed up by many prophecies, particularly in the book of Isaiah, which uses language very strikingly much the same to this Bible code. This is what it says. They will be thrust out. They will be made to bow down. I will make them slip. Divided they fall, for I've made him bend sufficiently. His hand is sufficient, my beloved ones. The strength of the Lord. Destruction. Jehovah and destruction. For the Lord will fight the ones attacking her. When he comes to battle, lo, it comes. Lo, destruction after destruction. A forearm and a forearm, or a cubit and a cubit. To blot out the arrogant one. He slipped, but I am risen to life, even to abundant life. For his hand is the hand of the beloved, even the Lord. Note that what we just read only represents the core of what the whole Bible code says. And I read it rather literally. If this was to be translated in a typical Bible translation, it would be smoothed out a bit. But I left it literal so that when studied on paper, you can see the thought moving in and then back out again. is a what's called a poetic chiasm or a mirrored poetry in Hebrew. And let me also add that the central phrase is the word attacking her. And this is so important because as the thought moves into this attacking her, that is attacking Jerusalem, then moves back out, saying that God is delivering her, it's using the same Hebrew spelling, which is unusual spelling, that is found in Isaiah 29, which in Isaiah 29 it talks about this very thing, God delivering Jerusalem from her attackers. The next part of the code is in goes across the hands, except in larger circles, each circle being five letters across. And with this, we complete the main look at this code on the hand. And so, is it the hand of Jehovah? It goes to war, and so does the Father. He will exalt the one putting him to death. Now that reminds us instantly of the other code, many, many tekel parison, where it says one putting him to death, both in the code and in the acrostic. It also ends off with the code asking you, the reader, is it the hand of Jehovah? In other words, you decide whether or not this sign, this miracle of these codes, and particularly I'm referring to this many, many tekel code and the hand code, whether or not it be his hand or no.